you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how to talk nicer to yourself. Now, the first step of actually talking nice to yourself is paying attention how you're talking to yourself. When you make a mistake, when you have a failure, even when you do something good, what do you say to yourself about that? Because if you start to pay attention, you might notice that you're actually not that nice to yourself. And we also kind of want to look at, like, what does this create for you? Because if we kind of imagine us having a friend and maybe we were saying, like, you're not good enough, you're never going to be able to achieve your goals, it's not going to happen, you shouldn't have done that, that's not okay, this is going to be a disaster, this thing's going to happen in your future. Like, if you started to talk to someone else like that, how do you think that would affect them? Like, just kind of play it out. Like, write down some thoughts that you tell yourself often or that you think about yourself, and then imagine saying those to someone else. But then I want you to really look at, like, how would that person experience that? Like, what would that create for them? Because immediately, what you would find out is that friend probably wouldn't want to be around you. That friend probably wouldn't want to tell you what they want and their dreams and their goals. They also probably wouldn't want to show up for you. Like, if you needed something, they probably wouldn't want to go out of their way to be there. Why? Because of the way that you're treating that person. And I want you to imagine that for yourself. Like, if you're talking very negatively to yourself, do you feel like showing up for yourself when you don't want to? Do you share with yourself your dreams and what you want? Do you want to be around yourself? Like, do you want to spend time with you, or are you always looking for something else to do, or a distraction, or picking up your phone because you can't be with yourself because of these thoughts that just keep coming up? So the way that you actually start to talk nicer to yourself is, one, just to practice doing it. Imagine you just completed something you've been avoiding. If your friend told you that, how would you say that? How would you talk to that person? What would you celebrate about them? And then just start practicing doing it for yourself. Another thing that I find interesting is a lot of the stuff that we're saying to ourselves, we would never say to, like, our friend or someone else we cared about. But what's even more interesting is we would probably never say those things to a stranger, someone we didn't know, or maybe someone we didn't like. Like, we might just not say those things to anyone, regardless of who they are, because we don't want to show up as that person. But we're showing up as that person to ourselves. So if we can just start to talk to ourselves differently, then we can start making this progress in this other direction to actually improve that relationship. And this could be very just as simple as, like, okay, I'm going to write down some things that I want to say to myself. It doesn't have to be this, like, all day thing or this really long thing. It can really just be like, okay, I'm going to say, like, hey, I'm so proud of you. You're doing a great job. I'm going to say, like, look, it's okay that this happened, and I know that it's hard, but we're going to figure it out. It could be really just celebrating some things that you want. Like, I know that you want to do this, and we're going to get there, and we're going to figure it out. Like, how can you start to talk to yourself very differently so that you can change that relationship with yourself? Because when you're changing that relationship with yourself, imagine what could be different. Like, wanting to be around yourself. You could also want to show up for yourself. You could also want to share the things that you want in your dreams, because when you're sharing them with yourself, like, one, knowing what you want, practicing it, going over it, explaining it, describing it, that actually helps you get there faster. So if you want to improve this relationship with yourself, start here. And if you want to take this work to a deeper level in my one-to-one 12-week coaching program, then go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult call. Because on that call, you're going to be able to tell me all about what's happening for you. Like, what is your relationship with yourself now? What is it like? How do you talk to yourself? And what do you want it to be? And then we're going to be able to talk about how to get you there. And then we're going to show up one-on-one, week after week, to actually practice that, change these things, change these thought patterns so that you can become a person that has a better relationship with themselves. So go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult call.